But I mean, Scorpions is, I think, around early 80s. So I'm sure you've heard them before.
Well, maybe, but rock in the early 80s?
But it's a very famous band.
Well, okay, make me feel inadequate then. I don't know anything about the Scorpions.
Estoy flipando. I don't know how to say it in English. I'm very, very surprised.
Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Podcasting world, podcasting people. Remember, when I had this idea of starting a podcast, I reached out to a couple of people. Well, it was more than a couple, about half a dozen, which is six people. And I said, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And all of them responded positively and says, yes, you can count on me. And one of the first people to get back in touch with me and say, yes, whenever you're ready, I will help you, was Daniela.
Hello.
First one we did, wait your turn, woman, wait
oh, okay.
Your turn.
Sorry, I thought you were finished.
I'm an introducer, girl.
Okay,
I'm an introducer. Daniela, the first one got back to me and she said, yes, whenever you're ready, we can record something. And it was a bit of a test. And now I think I've learned a little bit more. So I want to give Daniela her own super sounding, fantastic show. And we can catch up. Maybe those people who have watched Star Wars. Now, I think, have you watched Star Wars, Daniela? Have you seen Star Wars?
I have never seen Star Wars.
Yes. So basically, I think the internet has just died. But anyway, for those people who know Star Wars, and it's like the trilogy, and you had Star Wars, and then you had The Empire Strike Back, and then you had The Return of the Jedi. Ladies and gentlemen,
that's me.
Welcome to The Return of Daniela. How are you doing, my friend?
How are you? Fine, thank you.
Well, we have lots to catch up because in the first one, you only had two friends. So let's start from there. Any more friends?
So now I have three friends, you know.
My God,
friends,
you just be careful.
My other friend and my friend's sister, you see?
You just want to be very careful because before the end of the year, you may have four four friends. You just be
no,
very careful now. You had the woman who had three. I'm going to have to change the title now. Because Mom, I've only got two friends. Now it's Mom, I've got two friends and a sister of a friend. We left it at the time when you also said you were going to have a little trip. I think it was the first time you've traveled with some friends.
Yes.
And you were going to where?
I was going to London.
How was that, your experience there? Because you went, it was in December or something, yeah?
Yeah, about 5th of December. Yeah, around that. It was really cool. I liked it very much. Yeah.
But what was the thing? I mean, because it was getting into the Christmas period at that time, because it was December 2024.
It was, yes.
So how was it?
Well, we had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The subway was terribly hot.
Okay.
And I mean, I don't really remember anything. December 2024.
And this is where you see the Americanisms kind of influence people because you said the subway. And really, in London, it's the tube or the underground.
The underground, yes.
Yes, using the subway. King Charles would just look at you and say, no, woman, you cannot come back to the country.
I'm sorry, British people.
That's it, to the British people, because some of them are a little bit strange. Especially the Brexit ones. Very strange.
Yeah.
And then how's everything else? Because also studies, because remember, doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen, she just destroyed the whole of her room.
Yeah.
And how's the studies going? Because remember, this woman is like super brainy and she's doing, well, remind the podcasting people.
So don't get scared. It's double degree of physics and chemistry.
In the same brain.
Yeah.
All in the same brain.
Well, I kind of have this mechanism where I forget everything I learned so I don't explode, basically.
Okay. In the future, any potential employers who may be listening to this podcast, she was only joking. She was only joking that she forgets everything she learns.
Healthy joke.
Healthy joke. Yeah, she retains everything. And she would actually make a very, very good employee, I think. How was it this year studying and everything? Did it ever get easy or was it just always complicated?
It was a bit complicated because we had like 3 labs each semester, you said? Yeah.
Each term?
Each term. So it was like a very heavy load of work, basically. Yeah.
Well, when you said you had 3 labs, what do you mean by you had 3 labs?
So basically, you learn a subject, imagine optics, you say it like that, and mm-hmm. then you do a laboratory where you, how to say it, like practice with experiments what you learned. So
you kind of put the theory into practice.
Yeah. So I had optics, electromagnetism, and inorganic chemistry. And then in the second term, again, optics, electromagnetism, and I can't quite remember right now what it was.
I remember because I know a little bit about this. Is a very new branch of chemistry.
Yes. Chemistry.
And physics. Yeah, it's a very new branch. Very few people do at the moment in the
quite
world.
Quite new, yeah.
So putting into practice now, what you studied, this thing like electromagnetism, you said?
Yeah.
And then that's what you studied. Then you had to put it into practice.
Yes.
So what did you do? Did you kind of like electrocute somebody and then stick them to the wall?
Not really. I mean, you can electrocute yourself if you're not. But basically, you go in the lab, take the, a paper which gives mm-hmm. you the indications. So in Spanish, we say guion, but right now.
Okay. Yeah, well, it basically gives you the structure of what the experiment needs to follow, yeah?
And you follow it. And then later, at home, you understand what you did, basically.
Well, do you understand at home because you are then magnetized and as you walk through the kitchen, pots and pans stick to you?
The microwave starts.
Oh, it's automatically, yes?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So starting from zero, though, because obviously if you talk about this in like optics, okay, you're in the third year?
Fourth.
Was it fourth year?
Yeah, fourth year.
So you're in your fourth year. Like I said, when you're talking about these things, optics and electromagnetism and for me, it means nothing. Obviously, you've had the build-up of this knowledge and studies, etc. But even then, when somebody says, okay, what we're going to look at this term is X, is it something that you kind of think, what the hell does this mean? Or is it kind of like in the realm of how we touched on it in year 1 and 2? How do you look at it?
You touch a little bit of everything in the first year. So like you have an idea and then you study more complicated things. But I mean, for me, it's very complicated to explain what I do. So my mom tells me, oh, and what do you learn in electromagnetism? I say, electric and magnetic fields and that things. But to explain what you do concretely, it's like very complicated.
To explain what you do to a person who has maybe not this background.
Same idea. So it's like, if you're talking to a friend, like you can say, did you do this exercise about, I don't know, this and that? And the friend understands, but to explain it to my mom is like very hard.
Well, because we, I suppose like your mom and me and your dad and some other people around you, we're not in this kind of world. So I suppose in the end, when you're talking to other people you study with, it's just like normal everyday conversation.
Yeah.
And to somebody like me, it's like another world.
So maybe I tell you, like in optics, we learn about interference. Like, do you see? Do you say it like
yeah, interference,
that?
Yeah. Interference.
Like Michelson interference. And you're like, okay.
Well, I mean, I could just say, yep, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Or, okay.
But
yeah.
this interference could be, for example, let me just check this.
Okay.
So when we're talking about maybe receiving sound or images, then you have, I don't know, like microwaves or electronic fields, which could actually interfere with the clarity of receiving that information. Yeah.
Yes and no. See, like that, for example, you would potentially learn it in electromagnetism, but in optics, it's all about the light.
Right.
Because this is like very interesting. You think about it and say, I don't quite, I don't quite trust this information. Is it true? Like the light interferes and then creates patrones, like.
I don't know what this word is. We'll find out as we go along.
Okay. I don't remember. But well, yeah, because I did some things in English.
Mm-hmm. Because this is sort of like, I suppose, you know, when they talk about the telescopes which are looking to space, mm-hmm. and they have to have this certain filters to filter out, because the light from wherever, from the stars affect the actual image. So they need to cancel those out. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Right. You see, I used to watch a lot of TV. Now, I didn't watch any of those Disney programs. It was stupid at the time. But I used to watch a lot of science programs and things. And some things just stick in your head. So this is maybe one of these things. Where, or out of these experiments and the study and experiments that you've done this year, which ones seem to take your interest? Which ones have kind of attracted more interest for you?
Like optics was very interesting because, as I said, you learn certain things in class. I don't quite, no me lo creo. How do you say it in?
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't quite believe it. And then you go to the lab and see that it actually happens. So that's quite interesting.
So as a scientist, because really you are a scientist, as a scientist, then this, how can I say, mistrust is too strong a word. This questioning, that's the word I want to use. This questioning of things in a scientific way, does it transfer to you as a person in your normal day-to-day life?
I would think so, yes. Like sometimes I speak with a person and in my head I'm thinking, you know, I just don't believe it. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes, not every time.
So you're very kind of, in a sense now, when you see things whatever.
Acceptic is called? Acceptic? Aesthetical?
No. Now, that's the word. Let's see if I can remember words, because sometimes I forget words.
I do.
It is
not
suspective and not suspicious. It's not suspicious. And help me here, Daniela. And it's, what was it in Spanish?
Really hard. Acceptable.
And right? In English, do you know what? I can't remember. For the seven people, actually, there's more than seven. For the seven or eight people who do listen to this, you know the word. And if you don't know the word, ask Google or to translate. And then you'll know what the word we're talking about. And so whilst I'm doing that, Daniela will look for the word.
Skeptical. Skeptical.
Skeptical. Okay. That's the word.
I've never used it, I think, in English.
Well, use it more now, so you'll never forget it.
Skeptical.
Just be skeptical all the time. But they see, have you noticed how, because in Spanish, what is it in Spanish?
Skeptical.
You see, you put the ES, and in English, you remove the E, and it's skeptical.
Yeah.
So it's very similar, from the same root, probably Latin or Greek root. You're kind of going in this direction now. And then do you know what you'll be studying in your final year in terms of subject matters?
Haven't truly looked at it. Looked mm-hmm. at it. Because I don't know, you just finish exam.
Yeah. And how were your exams this year? Good?
Quite good, yes. I mean, in the last one I was very tired. But yeah. The other ones went quite well, yeah.
What else have you been doing if you have some free time?
Well, right now.
Just generally, we spoke virtually a year ago. I think by the time this will be edited and come out, will be the anniversary of one year. Of Silly Conversations.
That's magical.
It's more than magical. Generally, during the year, what have you been doing since, you've been to London, you've been studying hard. Mm-hmm. What other activities have you been doing in your free time or when you get some free time to keep you sane?
To keep me sane, I've mm-hmm. been doing Pilates, just twice a week for an hour.
Okay, yeah. But do you use the machines or do you use it kind of with free
body movements and how do you say this? Abdominals and these exercises.
Because you did Pilates before, or is it the first time you've done it?
No, I've done it before. I quite like it a lot, yeah.
But does it help you in terms of, obviously there's the physical thing, because maybe studying at university, you're sitting down a lot. So obviously physically in terms of posture, but does it help you in your mind as well, psychologically?
Well, not really that much. Just that hour that mm-hmm. you can't breathe, so you're not really thinking about anything. But then, I feel more relaxed, of course, mm-hmm. but the mind is just going crazy.
Well, let's not say crazy.
But the mind is going stressed, with all the things to do.
Let's say active.
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy sounds a bit, stress sounds a bit negative. Let's say active, dynamic. That's the word we use. The mind's going dynamic.
Okay.
What have you tried or have you tried to do anything to kind of help on the mental side?
I used to read a lot, but mm-hmm. this year I went to bed really tired and didn't have the energy to read. So I just listen to music when I can, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you're a bit of a music fan, but you also a little bit of, for your age, you have a taste which is a little bit more from my generation.
Yeah, you said that music taste, That's music taste, yeah, basically.
So tell us a little bit about your dad's music taste, eh? Your dad's music taste, yeah?
Because my dad gave me his record player.
You have a record player?
Yeah, but vinyl, or how do you say
vinyl, it? A record player, record player, vinyl record player.
Yeah.
Okay. And mm-hmm. did he give you some records?
Yes.
That's the most important to him.
So let me see, because I have them here. So this I bought myself, and it's what I'm listening to right now.
And this is the Rolling Stones,
Stones Rewind. I quite like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father, who was a rock star mm-hmm. around 80s, gave me, Guns N' Roses, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And Motley Crue.
Oh, Motley Crue,
really remember them. But mm-hmm. okay. Oh, this one is very cool, AC/DC.
Well, Black Sabbath had their final concert. Mm-hmm. Oh, you watched it, yeah?
Well, no, I haven't watched it, but I saw Instagram.
I think they've got it on YouTube. Not all of it. I think they've got bits on YouTube. But they had their final ever concert.
Yeah.
I think it was a few days ago at this time of recording. And they had their final ever concert where they started. Because they started in Birmingham.
Oh, that's
where I'm from.
Yeah.
So you know, they kind of started there and they finished there. So that was quite cool. Like, so, but then for your age, because you know now everybody's into this reggaeton thing.
Oh, I hate it.
I know. Just like my neighbors. I've told you about my neighbors, haven't I?
No, I don't think so.
I have.
Maybe remember I don't remember.
But remember we were going to record once. And I said, oh, maybe I need to change the time of recording because my neighbors have a tendency to sing.
I remember now. Yeah.
Exactly. They still do.
Well, I mean, I just have accepted already. Because, you know, you're with your friends. You're not going to play rock if they like reggaeton. So I just flow.
Yeah. I try to flow, but it's very difficult. I try to flow, but it's very difficult. But have you been to any concerts then during the year? Because obviously you've had your studies and anything.
Well, not this year, but I went last summer. I went to see Scorpions, which I like them. Like
The Scorpions are who?
Huh?
The Scorpions. Who are the Scorpions?
Scorpions.
The Scorpions. Yeah, but listen, I'm kind of old. So you can say Scorpions, and I think the things that kind of the spiders that kind of stab you and kill you in the desert. The Scorpions, are they a Spanish band, a British, American band, European band?
I think they're actually German, but they sing in English. Let me think of a classic.
A classic Scorpion song?
Yeah. Like the one about here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Daniela doing the Scorpions. The return of the Jedi is the return of Daniela is now also the return of the Scorpions in a podcast.
Doesn't it ring a bell to you? Or how would you say that?
No, it's correct. Doesn't it ring a bell?
Okay.
It's really funny because the first time I heard the kind of translation of this, when people said, you know, when it's kind of like, Miss Suena.
Not the Suena.
Or they said, Tu cara me suena. And people who said, your face sounds me. That was very funny. Your face sounds me.
And you were like, thinking, what?
I know, but the thing is, at the time, it was kind of like, I didn't get the Miss Suena. All I heard was people say, your face sounds me or it sounds me. And I used to think, what are people trying to say by this? But in the context.
Yeah.
And then you thought, no, it rings a bell. And then when I understood in Spanish, Tu cara me suena or esa me suena, I thought, okay, now I get it. You know, so it was like a direct translation. But I love this form.
Yeah.
Your face sounds me. I love that. So you kind of look for as well European rock bands as well. So they don't have to be the kind of older famous ones, but you kind of finding one or two more modern European rock bands, yeah?
Well, Scorpion's quite old.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, come on.
Daniela, listen, I told you. I've told you.
I can't do it.
I'm closer to the dinosaurs.
But, I mean, you
listen,
have to.
Me and Keith Richards are probably from the same group.
Which is amazing because I don't know how she actually alive.
Exactly.
I mean, I would be proud to be from his group.
Well, when I say group, I mean, I'd be proud if I was doing or if I did everything that Keith Richards did and still be alive, to be quite honest. I'd be more than proud. And because I use a lot of moisturizer, I don't have the wrinkles.
But I mean, Scorpions is, I think, around early 80s. So I'm sure you've heard them before.
Well, maybe, but rock in the early 80s? I don't know, maybe I have. Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting people, research. Go and find out something about the Scorpions. Look on YouTube. Look on Spotify.
But it's a very famous band.
Well, okay, make me feel inadequate then. I don't know anything about the Scorpions.
Estoy flipando. I don't know how to say it in English.
Yeah, I'm flipping. No,
I'm flipping.
I'm just surprised.
Very surprised. I mean, you know AC/DC.
Yeah. But everybody knows AC/DC.
Well, Black everybody Sabbath, knows Scorpion.
Motorhead. I mean, not everybody knows Scorpion.
Iron Maiden. Do you know?
Yes.
So you have to know Scorpions.
I know the ones that bite and kill you. I don't know if they bite. They just sting, don't they, Scorpions?
They do, yeah.
Well, listen. Let's leave the Scorpions.
Okay.
Okay. For the homework, for those people who are really curious and would like to know about the Scorpions that I don't know about, find them on YouTube, give them some love, and let's get the Scorpions to come to Valencia, and Daniela will be the master of ceremonies for the Scorpions, and I will be there as the person who doesn't know anything about the Scorpions.
Yeah.
But I will have a lighter.
Well, I'm not that fan, but I was just surprised you didn't.
Yeah. All right, I think it's very clear now. I think it's very clear. You are surprised that old man Denzel doesn't know anything about the Scorpions. Thank you very much.
I mean, well, you know about Led Zeppelin, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was scared for a moment, you know?
Be scared. There's many things I don't know about. And there's things I know about that I shouldn't know about. And then there's things that just enter into my head.
Mean, you know this thing about telescopes and filtering the light?
It was on the television the day the Scorpions were playing at a concert and I decided to stay at home.
You don't know them. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. I was watching that thing about the filtering light from telescopes. We met a couple months ago. A coffee and a drink, and then also you told me you started in the little world of photography.
Yeah, I did. I take some pictures when we go out in special occasions, but not really that professional artistic.
Well, I mean, I take photos and I don't do professional artistic.
Well, but it is professional and artistic.
The job is, but yeah. Some people have it. And some people don't. Some people know about Iron Maiden and AC/DC, and some people don't know about the Scorpions. It's the same kind of thing.
You know, I'm not believing you right now.
Okay, but anyway, leave the Scorpions.
I leave them. Okay. Yeah.
So you're dabbling. This is a new word, a nice word. To dabble in something, to dabble in something is to kind of play with, to try to see if you like it. So you're dabbling a little bit in photography now.
Yeah, a little bit.
And are you using digital or film?
Film. So I almost got into depression. How do you say that?
Yes.
Well, not quite literally, but because I used, not the one you gave me, I used a film.
Mm-hmm.
Which was in my house, not used. Mm-hmm. And, well, turned out it was, how do you say?
Out of date?
Yeah, it was out of date. So no pictures came out, actually. So I was very sad.
Okay, but so this is very important. The roll of film I gave you.
Yeah,
Don't use that one because that was definitely out of date.
So I will definitely get into depression if I use it.
Don't use that one.
Okay.
We'll catch up again. I'll buy you some new film. Okay. Because the one I gave you was definitely out of date. But I'll buy you some new film and at least you can practice and have something which is at least in date. And then you can see what the results are. However, what you could do, you could pretend like some of these artists, because I suppose you said there was no images, and I suppose it was all dark or black or...
Yeah, like, well, I don't know, but the lady said to me, nothing came out, so...
Well, next time you go back, you will have film with photos with images.
I bought a new film. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And got a refund.
Ah, well, obviously, that's very nice of them, though, because not many shops.
I was like, okay, thank you. Because, I mean, they've done the job anyways, just nothing came out. But
well, you see, this is what happens when you're young. They probably looked at it and said, young woman, she's trying, she's learning, she's getting back into the classic film photography. We'll give her a break because she has no idea.
Thank you.
Not the reality that she was using film from 1980 with the Scorpion.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Exactly. And so what's the other thing? Because a couple of weeks ago, you told me that you also started another thing. Tell me.
Yeah. So I have this dream of a rock star. So I started playing the guitar. I started to learn to play the guitar.
What type of guitar are you playing?
Electric guitar.
So where are you taking your, I wouldn't say classes. Well, where are you going to classes, or are you teaching yourself?
I just teach myself.
So then,
that's how I'm going.
Have you bought an electric guitar and an amplifier?
I made my father buy me a guitar and an amplifier. A cheap one, of course.
I think better ask. Rather than make.
I'm quite sure I made them.
Okay.
He played also the electric guitar when he was young.
Ah, okay.
So he said, like, he was ilusionado also. I don't know.
He was very happy to see that
happy.
You would...
Yeah,
nice. I'm going to recommend somebody to you to check. There's a woman she's a young kind of rock guitarist, lead guitarist, Grace Bowers. Grace Bowers. Okay. I'll send you a link after this. It's Grace Bowers. She's really cool, actually. And also Gary Clark Jr., okay? Gary Clark Jr. He's very cool, actually. There you go. There you go. These two people you can have a listen to and then get some inspiration for your guitar. So the lessons, what are you doing? Teaching yourself, or are you going to some class?
So I search a song like search the chords, you say? Yeah.
So look for or search for the chords.
Search for the chords. Maybe watch some videos online and just practice until it sounds half right.
Have you played a musical instrument before?
No, I've never, actually. And I quite like music, but...
Basically, you're playing by ear because you're not reading the music sheet. You're just listening to the sound and then trying to get the sound?
Yeah. Yes and no, because, I mean, the guitar is... It's complicated, but because you have the chords and they indicate you, like, which...
Which
finger you have to put and in which space. Yeah, on which string and in which space. So, and I mean, you know when it's not sounding right because nothing comes out. It's just like metal sound without an actual note, you know.
Okay. So basically, you're kind of going back old school where it's basically finger position. And also the finger position in relation to, I think they call them the frets. You know, on the head of the guitar, and you have the different spaces. I think it's called, in English, it's called the frets. And then you put your fingers basically in between the frets or on the
strings.
On the actual strings. Yeah. And then press down or pull them down.
Yeah. So these days, my fingers really, really, really hurt. And now they're like harder, you know, in like the finger.
The fingertips, yeah.
So they are a bit harder now, so doesn't hurt that much. But I mean, first day was horrible.
Do you think you might or you would like to maybe take some formal classes, or do you prefer just to teach yourself?
I mean, So right now I'm just trying to see if I like it, and maybe if I truly like it, I would take some classes.
So,
but I mean, I don't mean to be a professional. It's just a hobby to.
Yeah, for sure. Then you could make your own songs with a rock vibe, okay, yeah. With a rock vibe or a lead guitar vibe, okay, because it's a lead guitar, I suppose, not a rhythm guitar, yeah?
I don't quite know. I think this is more of a rhythm guitar because it's, how do you say it? I don't quite remember right now, but like you have different guitar models. No, how do you say this? Or different
models,
guitar types.
Or brands, yeah.
So a Les Paul guitar is maybe more of a soloist guitar. So for example, Slash from Guns N' Roses, I think, has a Les Paul. But this one, which Stratocaster,
you haven't got a don't tell me you have a Stratocaster.
No, not a literal Stratocaster, but you know the model.
Right, yeah.
So that model, I think it's more of a rhythm guitar.
Right. And your guitar, sorry for the people who know about guitars and music, because I have no ideas.
Because I'm sure.
But your guitar, do you have one of those, what do they call it, like a lever? So is it just the strings? Or do you have like you can make that wow sound, you know, you can make that vibration sound.
So, you know, this like stick, which
which you can you can vibrate in it.
This I haven't learned to use it yet.
My God, people, podcasting people, you're going to see in the future. I'm telling you, in a year's time, we're going to have Daniela back again. So it's going to be return of the return. Of Daniela, okay, with guitar, and then she's going to do a short song about electromagnetism, and she's going to play the lead guitar on electromagnetism, and the song will be called Scorpion. Denzel doesn't know you.
That's quite good.
That would be the song.
Or I don't know why Denzel doesn't know Scorpion.
That would be the second version. You could do a whole album.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know, you could do the whole thing. That's very cool, actually, just kind of teaching yourself these kind of things. But the problem is, like most of us, you live in an apartment. So when do you find the time? Or are you playing with the amplifier and using headphones? Or are you kind of just unplugging it and make the whole world feel the vibration of your electric guitar?
Normally I practice without the amplifier so I don't, you know, scare my mother.
Well, I think really your mother was scared when you said, I'm going to study chemistry and physics in the same head at the same time. So I think the guitar is like a break for your mom.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, finally.
Finally something which is not so brain stressing.
Well, I don't know about that. Like, guitar is stressing because you're like that. You put your fingers and then nothing comes out.
But that's for you. Probably for your parents. Maybe it's like, oh, she's just trying to make a sound. And then when you have breakfast and lunch and you talk about light infiltration and polar things, that's probably more stressing.
Yeah, you're right.
So we're doing the guitar. We're doing the guitar. As if I'm just joining the club
I'm
now.
I'm playing also.
We're doing the guitar. But have you started? You said at the moment you're just kind of using it without the amplifier. But have you ever plugged it in and just?
Yeah. I've tried it also. Yes.
And did the neighbors call the police or anything, or is it just?
No, because this is like a tiny amplifier. I think just 5 watts, how do you say?
Watts, 5 watts.
Watts, just 5 watts. And I don't turn it full on, so.
Realistically, because I don't know where you find the time, because when we first met years and years ago, you had your artistic streak.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you still every now and again do a little bit of sketching or painting, or
I
was that
try
kind of
a bit, yeah. So because I'm playing the guitar now, haven't really had any time, but I would like to, because if I'm not playing the guitar, then I go out with my friends or something.
Now you're showing off again. Showing off with your friends, yeah?
My three friends.
But have you had any more trips together?
No, not really. No. No, we want to. So maybe we'll go to Cadiz and that's it, really. Because one of them is already working this summer.
Why Cadiz? Is it any particular reason?
Yeah. One friend has a house there, so it's free.
So you're going freeloading.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
If you don't know what freeloading is, people, look it up. Freeloading. Okay? Look it up. So you might be going freeloading. Well, that's cool. And then in general, when summer comes and has finished, you'll start back at university, which will be your final year. Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you thought about what potential job opportunities there could be for a guitar playing chemist and physicist who likes
not
scorpions?
Really. Well, I could think of an idea, but maybe not that, how do you say, family friendly. So,
well, tell me, because I'm sure
chemistry, there's a connection there.
Right. I get you.
You get me.
And the thing is, though, I really get you. And the thing is, this is very, very profitable.
Yeah. I mean
extremely profitable.
They pay you to play the guitar and to provide them of substances.
Right. So you didn't have to go into so much. You didn't have to go into so much detail.
Okay, would have left. Well, maybe someone wasn't understanding.
But we don't want them to understand very well, because remember,
all right,
we're trying to make this.
Part.
No, I'm not going to, because I think it's fun. We want them to kind of understand it as educational with a little bit of entertainment, with a bit of natural speaking.
Okay.
So I do think that is a very, imaginative career.
It is.
Which could be temporary or could be long term.
Well, with scorpions, probably temporarily.
And the other thing could be profitable long term, which then gives you the option to travel around the world, set up your own business, do some more investigation. Do you think you'd, this is probably difficult for you to give a response at this moment, but do you think you would like to continue studying? Because here there's a tendency that everybody always has to do a master's.
Yeah. So I'm already thinking about doing a master's.
If you're doing the master's, are you thinking about staying in the whole world of investigation? Because if you do master's, then you could probably do a PhD or something like this.
Well, I don't know if maybe that's academic, because I don't want to be a teacher. So probably a PhD wouldn't be a great idea, but...
No, you can do a PhD investigation. So obviously you'll be doing your study and investigation in how you can make those little tablets more stimulating, for example.
Great idea. Not very legal, but yeah.
You'll get your PhD though. And then you can relate it to optics.
I think you can, yes.
Exactly.
Okay, there's something there, yeah.
There are things there. we'll sit and talk. So you could be going the master's route, and then potentially, if you work in a company or do some investigation related to something, like you said, optics or electromagnetism or the other thing, which we couldn't remember the name of. That was it.
Yeah.
You know, doing it could be quite interesting. This is kind of like the steps going to the future at this moment.
Yeah.
And let's jump forward. 10 years' time.
That's a big jump. Forward. Yeah.
well, but you were using film, which was at least 10 years out of date. So you went backwards.
I'm listening like 30 years ago music. Yeah.
Exactly. So going 10 years forward really is not a big deal.
In that perspective.
Imagination, just speculation.
Okay.
What do you think you'll be up to in 10 years' time? You'll still be like a little young woman with super brain. So what do you think you'll be up to in 10 years' time? Do you think you'll be living here in Spain? Do you think you'll be still studying in terms of academically, PhD? I don't know. How do you see maybe 10 years' time?
I think I will be living in Spain, yes. But I think I see myself working already, like maybe investigating. I don't know if studying, because that much time studying is too much.
Yeah, blow your brain. But I suppose in investigation, you will be studying, but obviously it will have
an objective. Of course, you study every day, but it's not like this stressful thing where you need to learn everything in order to do an exam, you know? So I don't know.
Well, it'd be interesting. Remember a couple of times I've kind of mentioned one of the clients I work with and I said, keep an eye on them. So this could be something because around your field, it could easily be an area of study and work that could kind of fit quite nicely into what they actually do as well. And I was just remembering now, in this company, which I'm not going to say the name, but in this, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. There is a student there. She's an investigator. And her and her husband, I'll find out for you, her and her husband, they have a web page, a website. And what they do is they find all these obscure metal bands, rock metal bands from like Finland and Sweden and Latvia and places like this.
Yeah.
And they actually go and travel, see them, and write a little, how can I say, summary of the concert, etc. So they have their own little web page and
that's
review.
Amazing.
I'll talk to Marta and get the information, and I'll send you the link to their web page and their newsletter, because they literally go around and they find these places. So if she has to do a conference somewhere, could be in Belgium, for example, and they'll search and see if there's any concerts or anything happening in Belgium. So they'll kind of incorporate the two things. So there you go. So
amazing.
It seems to be investigators and rock is like a very cool thing.
Yeah.
I'm not an investigator, so I don't scorpion.
Yeah, you don't.
Life, eh?
What?
Life. Oh. It's just life.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
One of these things. So as a returner to the podcast and somebody who helped me out with the very, very first one, I have to say thank you so much. Now, the question is, podcasting people, listen very carefully to this answer. Well, actually, this is the question, and then Daniela's going to give me the answer. Daniela, how often have you listened to Silly Conversations? You can be honest, because I can edit.
I will be honest here. So I listened the first maybe 3 or 4 podcasts, and then totally forgot about it.
So the first 3 or 4, which also were people who were helping me like you practice and get things running, these people will be coming back, but you are the original return. Okay.
Okay.
But these people will be coming back. So they'll give you the opportunity to listen again.
Okay.
And you've got 3 friends. Well, you've got 2 friends and a sister or a friend.
They will listen to it also.
Tell them. I want
listen
you to do.
To
you know. You know. What I want you to do. I want you to make a song. Okay. And it's going to call. The song is going to be called. It's going to be a rock song, so you can do a lead guitar, and it's going to be called "Listen to the Podcast." Listen to Silly Conversations.
Okay.
And you'll play it in the town square of where you live to all the population.
Okay.
That's what you're going to do. That's your homework.
But I think I mentioned a girl in the last podcast. Wouldn't be a great idea to just tell her, hey, listen to this.
Why not?
Right. No. Oh, okay.
Just I mean, obviously, if she doesn't speak English, it's going to be a bit, can be a bit difficult. But you've got to start somewhere. You're starting from zero with a guitar.
Yes.
This woman or this girl who has no English whatsoever, you say, start here. You won't understand anything.
You'll like this. Yeah.
You'll like it and you'll remember, you'll know the parts where people laugh so you can laugh as well. and that's the first step to learning English.
That's a social skill, I think.
It is a social skill.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're back, you know, just start putting posters all around the university, just saying, I'm back on the podcast. I'm back on Silly Conversations. And you can be there with your guitar when there's like a social event. And it could be just like one of these 30-second songs. Listen to Silly Conversations, the podcast. And that's okay. It. And, okay. You know, you may...
Very great idea.
Yeah. And then you can put it on Spotify. And then you'll become like Grace Bowers. You'll become a star. Grace Bowers is the one I'm going to send you link for. So, D, very, very pleased to give you the opportunity to come back. Very, very happy that you took the opportunity to come back. I hope this time the sound is much better for both us and the listeners.
I hope so.
And in about maybe 10 years' time, if you need anything magical, talk to Daniela. You probably won't use Daniela, you know, because
no,
obviously.
No, maybe. I don't know. I think I will use stencil.
No, because you know why? People always say it wrong. So they'll see it written and they'll say Densley.
Densley.
Exactly. So they get it wrong. So you won't make any sales because people will be walking around and say, hey,
that's right.
It is Guinness Albert of Densley. No, Densley, no.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we should use the scorpions. This is new. They're new to me. I think we should just have Scorpion Incorporated. That could be the business name for you. Scorpions Incorporated.
Scorpions. Okay.
Clear. That would be the new name. Daniela, thank you very, very much for your time and coming back. And of course, you are always welcome to come back when either healthy physically and psychologically. And even if you're not healthy and you need a break and you need your brain just to disconnect from something, call me and we can have a chat.
Okay.
And then maybe next time you can play a few licks on the guitar.
I'll try to make a song for Silly Conversations.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting world, you heard it first. Daniela will make a song for the podcast. Maybe a few years, but we're going to have our own song.
Between 1 month and 10 years, we'll be done, I think.
Don't worry. This gives me the inspiration to keep the podcast going for another month or for another 10 years.
There you go.
Life, eh? Daniela. Say goodbye to the podcasting world, all 7 people who are listening, and the potential 75 million who will be listening in 10 years' time.
So I'm panicking now.
Don't panic.
But thank you for listening to me rambling. Do you say that? Rambling?
Rambling, yes.
And keep listening to this podcast. It's very fun.
Exactly. For the woman who only listened to the first 3.
But we're very fun.
Exactly. Daniela, thank you very, very much for your time. Enjoy your summer holidays. This will probably come out in September, like to do the anniversary thing. And then September,
a good idea. Yeah.
You'll be back at university and studying more interesting things. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as always, if you ever need my help or any, I don't know, if you need anything, you know where you can find me personally, online, and in the stratosphere.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you. Take care.
You too. Bye.
I don't know why you did that because nobody can see you because we're only using audio.
But you can see me. So I'm like...
I can see you. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And at some stage in the future, there will be video podcasts. In the future, you're going to be the first one who does a video podcast with
me. Okay.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.